She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So, anyway, today, this thing has been bothering me for a while. Ever since I heard about it last week, about the health department okaying rats and cockroaches in restaurants. And the health department guy was on television on Hawaii News Now saying that rat droppings and stuff was not hazardous to your health. I need to ask Dr. Snow that, you know, David Snow. I think he would curl his eyebrows if he heard that he could eat rat droppings. No. It came on like that, and I couldn't believe it. What is happening to our state, or the islands, I should say? What is happening? I mean, first they do the illegal high-rises in Kaka'ako. Now they're saying that the restaurant can have a good sticker for having rats and cockroaches. Why inspect that then? Isn't that what we're looking for, is rats and cockroaches? But anyway, the traffic problem is getting worse and worse. Those of you stuck in traffic for hours and hours, how do you like it? Are you loving it? I'm glad I'm not stuck in it. Well, Steve Ono and I got stuck in that traffic last night going to Todd's wedding. My son Todd got married, so we was going to Waikiki. And boy, I don't know how you can stand it. I was going bananas, bumper to bumper traffic. On Vineyard, we move one car length, red light. Move another car length, red light. Unbelievable. So those of you in traffic, I'd like to hear your opinion on what you think about this wonderful traffic problem we have. You know, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? I know a lot of Hawaii people don't want to call on the radio or talk on the mic at all. Mario Yano is one famous for that. If you don't want Mario around, just bring out a mic and he's gone. But anyway, so the other thing, let's move on to your cooling system. Okay? Long ago, the radiators used to be 2 inches wide. Now it's only 3/4 inches wide. What happened? Well, let me tell you what happened. The manufacturers found that by making your car run hot at 230 degrees, 230 degrees, they know that the oil, the motor oil, breaks down at 200. So they're loving it. Because it's damaging your engine, and you'll be back after warranty to buy a new car. It's all about buying a new car. Think about it, folks. Think, if you was a manufacturer, a Honda manufacturer, you own that. Do you want your customers to go on 20 years without buying another one from you? Huh? I don't think so. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Debbie from Makakilo.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the traffic situation going towards westbound, say, Pearl City each day.
How do you like it?
Oh, I hate it. And not only that, but for whatever reason, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just bought a brand new vehicle. I'm not going to say the name because I don't know if you're allowed, but brand new vehicle, but it's a manual transmission, and it is killing this old lady.
Why?
Well, because I have to hit the clutch every 5 seconds to stop the car because of traffic, you know, the stop-and-go traffic. You drive about, maybe 5 feet if you're lucky, and then you're stopped again. It's total gridlock on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is every single day. I think it's a rail.
It is.
Yeah.
It is because of the rail. And if you think it's bad now, wait till later.
Oh, I don't even want to know about it.
Wait till later.
Makakilo itself is getting bad. Coming down the hill from Makakilo Drive, that's bumper-to-bumper gridlock traffic now, too, in the morning. Leaving out, my husband leaves at 5:30 in the morning, and he has to sit and wait to get down that hill every morning, and that's just nuts.
That is. But, see, when we try to tell the people of Hawaii about the rail, nobody was listening. But now, I'd like to know, how are you going to withstand that traffic for the next 3 or 4 years?
It's just, I don't know. It's nothing like, the only other option you have is moving. So you just leaving the state, and that's not an option for me. So I'm just going to have to suck it up and drive.
Well,
I'll grow a mustache and just be cool about it.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
I hope we don't get road rage like they have in L.A. and people start shooting each other.
Well, they got to shoot at the politicians that did the rail.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're going to raise property tax next year.
Don't tell me this.
They're out of money.
Yeah, I know they are. The whole place thinks we're just printing money.
Yep.
So, monopoly money.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to let you go, but right now I'm on the road driving to Portlock from Makakilo, and I haven't hit the first traffic yet. So I'm grateful.
Okay.
Thanks
for the call.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Keith from Big Island.
Hi.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Keith?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Okay, I have a problem airbag. Okay, I go to get my little Dodge Neon safety checked, and the guy says, well, your airbag is not functioning right. It won't shut off. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2001 Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as far as I know, as long as I've had it, it's always been that way. I thought it was supposed to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't get a safety in check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went in and I paid $100 and they put it on their little computer and they said that the module something had to be replaced, $350 or something like that. But then that may not be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do?
Well, number one, I've been telling people this forever and nobody listens. Okay? If, and that's the biggest American word, if airbags was safe, every race car in the world will be required to have an airbag. Common
yes.
sense. It is not
okay.
safe. It is just a political, you know, whatever. And I would not drive a car with an airbag because the airbag kills children and really damages your face when you get hit by it.
Well, how can we protect? I mean, I can't get a safety check, and I agree with you. I just heard on the news a couple of nights ago where Honda airbags are throwing metal at people.
Yep.
Yep.
Not only that, Honda engine blocks are cracking front to back. So
what do I do?
Well, I would, if that was my car, I would disconnect the airbag and go find a safety check station that will do it for you without the airbag.
Okay, I hope you got a lot of octopus for New Year's.
Because I tell you, there's a lot of safety check stations that don't include the airbag in the safety checks checking, and I haven't seen any safety check station that follows the rules step by step. But they use whatever they can to whack the people to make money for stuff that they know is really not necessary.
Right. Right.
Because they never check CV shafts. CV shaft is the front axles on the car.
That's right.
They never check them. And
yeah,
we've seen so many CV shafts on the verge of breaking, and it could kill people and or kill that person driving that car. But nobody
All
seems
right.
to listen. Anyway,
yeah.
Good luck, my friend.
Hey, thank you, and please stay on the air. Okay, I look for you every Saturday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Roy from Moana Lua.
Hey, Roy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Nita.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yeah. First of all, congratulations to Todd getting married. Hope everything's good. Number two, you know, all this traffic and everything is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to all the people that don't vote, and thanks to the people that vote for the wrong person. So when I ask people who they voted for, if they answer wrong, I tell them, good for you. Enjoy it. That's what I tell them. Because
mm-hmm.
you voted for it. That's what I tell them, you know.
Well, I like to know what people are going to say when it does get worse, when they have to shut down the freeway, when the rail goes over the freeway.
Right.
I really would like to hear what people have to say, because this traffic problem is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
I believe so.
And you look at Kamehameha Highway.
Oh, terrible.
It is terrible. It's beating up people's cars. Steve Onoi's ball joint got screwed up bad that he didn't even know his front tire was wearing out.
Wow.
And his tire cost $800 a piece.
How fair is that, yeah?
Yeah, but you think the mayor cares? Nope.
Yeah, another one on the rail. You heard about when they asked the question where the electricity does come from?
Yeah, that's the big question.
The guy goes, oh, that's a good question.
No, they're going to put photovoltaic.
It's only going to run during the day, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Crazy stuff. But
I'm glad I'm not in the traffic.
Well, I saw that kind of is in the traffic too, but not that bad. You know, but I always see people, good for you. You voted for the right guy. Enjoy.
That's right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Talking to you. See you bye in a while.
Mahalo, okay. Roy.
Okay, see you.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I heard what you were, I think you were talking only last week about the condition of our roads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how rough they are. And I ride the bus regularly. I have a yearly pass. And a couple years from now, I'll be able to get the senior pass to turn 65. But I enjoy riding the bus. However, I have one thing, question I have for you. I called before, but this is the first time I'm actually calling you relating to wheels. A vehicle,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't own one. The bus, I was wondering, isn't it true, like the I don't know if it's the alignment, but I can see that these buses, they take a real beating on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Or do they? I mean, you know.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
and it's costing the taxpayers millions.
You mean to keep repairing?
Yes.
Is it the wheel alignment? Does it affect the wheel alignment?
Everything.
Everything. how do they repair? I guess they must know what they're doing when they run over, you know, sometimes those bumps is, ooh, wow.
Yeah, when it goes in for servicing, the technicians at the maintenance depot just replace everything.
Oh.
It's simple because, you know, it's not out of their pocket.
Right.
They don't care.
But safety's all right, right? They can screw this and
yeah,
screw that.
They don't care. So they keep changing it, and the mayor says, oh, good, good.
And a lot of the taxpayers' money is going toward repairing the buses?
Yep.
Wow. I was just wondering, you know, because I've been riding the buses for over 25 years since I moved here.
The mayor doesn't care.
Wow. Well, I gosh, my goodness. I voted for who I thought were the right guy. I mean, I figure I vote for who I knew were the right guys. They just didn't win. Iona, Dijou, you know. But I don't know.
Because the human race doesn't want to be saved, my friend.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not even going to go to the point where Obama is with this immigration thing because I think he caused a big rift when he did that.
Well, I look at politicians this way, okay? If you look at Obama, I got nothing against the guy.
Right.
But does he match as the president of the most powerful country in the world?
I kind of wonder, you know, I mean,
does
he
match?
Doing?
I mean, if you put a t-shirt, jeans, and slippers, he'd match in Mayor Wright's housing. But let me tell you this.
Yeah.
If you took Queen Elizabeth from England and put her a t-shirt and jeans and put her into Mayor Wright housing, she would stand out like a sore thumb.
Yep.
She doesn't match there. Okay? Neither the, and Obama and Michelle does not match in a White House.
No,
I'm sorry. I mean, they don't match.
Yeah. You mean like a Reagan or even a Kennedy or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I should say even a Kennedy.
Yeah, all the rest of the presidents matched.
Yeah, he was presidential, yeah.
They matched.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. He just flooded the. Currently, if nothing stops him or no one stops him, he just flooded the U.S. labor force with an additional 5 million people.
Well, he don't care. He's trying to bring America down.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm just hoping against hope, but I don't know. I've got 2 more years on, but we got a Republican House and a Republican Senate, so let's see what they do. You know, and I hear talk from our host on the mainland, the Salem host, and I guess other hosts too, that that the Republicans are almost like, especially Mark Levin, inert. They're not really doing much right now.
Well, as I said to Duke Iona, you know, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrats, Indian chief, whatever.
Right.
It's the person.
That's
person's
true.
Heart.
That's true, because I would vote for a good Democrat. I mean, you know, like Tulsi, Tulsi Gabbard, I think she's good. I don't know, maybe you don't agree. I think she's, she's deployed now, but I know she's running in a different district from the one I...
Well, they all cannot be good because they got to follow the machine.
The old machine.
Yes. Either follow or get out.
Yeah. Or either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yep.
Ted Turner, I saw Ted Turner once had this on his desk. Either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, right?
Well, they all are so short-sighted and don't see any further than the front of the nose.
That's right. What's this about Abercrombie wanting to come back? Did you hear something like that, too?
Yeah.
But it's true. I'm not lying. I heard about that yesterday. Or was it the day before? Did you hear about that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You know, it's so messed up. This state is so upside down, and it's up to the people of Hawaii to get angry enough to pull on the reins and make it go straight.
That's right. I think this could be the real magic land that it seemed to be, or that I really think it was when I first came here as a visitor in 1971. This was like a really magic land. You know, I mean,
not anymore.
Gosh. Well, okay, I'll let you move on to other calls, because I know you must have other people waiting. But you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Okay, George. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Take care now. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Just got a nice grin on my face because it feels good when you hear people calling in and going, you know, this rail is messing us up. I mean, they even had a news story the other night about, oh, you know, the rail's going over budget. And I'm laughing to myself going, when everybody was telling people that, what were we told? We didn't know what we were talking about.
Yep.
You know, there's going to be gridlock. We got to do this or else, you know, your life's going to end and whatever. It's the end of the world unless they do the rail.
And they don't know where they're going to get electricity from now.
Right. Exactly. That's right. Like, what are you guys doing?
How can you make plans like that?
This is impossible. No, they don't even have all the bids in yet, George. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Like stations, they're just starting to open the bids for the station, and the bids are up 60% already. And you know what happens next. Once you start working, you start putting in them change orders. Oh, look out. Oh, mm-hmm. Look out. The sidewalk, we're going to have to move 6 inches. That's going to be another $4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And all the businesses that are complaining about how their customers can't get in because they're blocking the roads in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was told. So that's all I'm going to tell you. That's what I tell people I know that go, well, I go, hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Just and like it's the only president, gonna get
I
worse.
Said, everybody thought I voted for the president. I go, I didn't vote for him. I looked at his history and went, this guy, it ain't going to happen. He was a senator, and then he's president. I think they should make it so you have to be a, like, governor first.
Mm-hmm.
At least have some experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a tale for another day. So anyway, so George, as you and I always say, we keep up the good fight. And even though sometimes you feel like giving up, you just got to keep trying.
A lot of times you feel like giving up.
Oh, and now, oh, one other quick thing. The reason you were talking about airbags, do you remember how the airbags got into every car?
Mm-mm.
And 67 Mercedes-Benz came out with the airbag. And it was an option on their high-end cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the activists complained and said, you can't make safety, you know, unavailable to everybody. So just so you know how they make these rules. So now every automaker, they tell them you got to put airbags in the car.
Yeah, well, how can they call it safety when it kills children?
Well, in the evolution of it, the new cars now and the passenger seat, if you don't have a certain weight, the airbag doesn't come on. So they are trying to fix it, but you're right. You know, it's just like a lot of things. People,
well,
we all start out with the good intentions, right?
Yeah,
but we don't think things through.
Bob, if the people, and that's a big word, if the people had common sense, wouldn't every race car be required an airbag if it was safe?
Oh, of course.
No.
But again, you're not dealing with common sense. You're dealing with emotion. It's emotion.
What about people with glasses that gets slammed in the face with an airbag.
Oh, no, yeah. No, that's like one of the big things. If you have, like me, I wear glasses when I drive. If my airbag goes off, where do you think those glasses are going to go?
You're going to have free contact lens, my friend.
I know. I'm not laughing because I don't care. I'm laughing because sometimes I'm overwhelmed. All I can do is laugh. Anyway, I'm running long. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Whew. Okay. Who's next?
We have Celine Steve next.
Hello there, George.
Hey. We're just talking about you.
Yeah, I know. My ears were ringing over there. And I said, I better call in. Well, you know, what can I say? I told you, George, automatic transmission rules. Especially when you do stop and go traffic every single day.
What about Kamehameha Highway and your tires?
Well, that's another story all into itself. You know, if I could justify and I could prove that all of that damage caused my ball joints and suspension and tires and alignment to take a beating, and then, you know, make it so that the city would go ahead and file a claim against the city for the bad roads. But actually, Kamehameha Highway, I think that's what state, yeah, jurisdiction.
State.
Yeah, so I'd have to file a thing with the state of Hawaii, and I think good luck with that.
That's right, because a lot of people was claiming damage from the roads to their car. They now have a stipulation that if you don't have an HPD report of the location that damaged your car, you can't get a claim.
Well, you know, the bad part about that is that you have a blowout or you hit a pothole and damages your tire, you won't really know about it until you're maybe, half a mile or a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a problem. So how do you prove that that's where you got hit, where you hit the pothole?
Well, that's why they put that stipulation in there, so they don't have to pay you.
Yeah, well, I think that's a lose-lose on that end, unfortunately. But, you know, part of the thing, if you want to drive, that's part of the pay-to-play on that end. But the other thing is, remember I told you, you know, about the politicians and the engineers, you know, if they had good comprehension of the studies that we paid millions of dollars for to on the rail system, they would know of all of these problems. You know, how many, I get so disgusted, and I've talked to you about this a while. You know, they knew that they would have to build another power plant. It says that in the previous studies that were done in the late or early 90s, it stated that they need to build at least another 25 megawatt power plant in order to accommodate the rail system if it were to be implemented into the county of Honolulu. And it also stated that, number one, is that they also talked about, you know, the best routing for the system, you know, and it's not necessarily the routing that they've chosen. But, you know, what can I say? You know, people, they don't read or they get they're fooled by the propaganda of the politicians, and sometimes people just don't get involved when they should.
Mm-hmm.
And then they complain about things. You know, it's us guys that are complaining about things in the front end when they're deciding to do something, that they say, oh, you just don't worry what, how do you know that's going to happen and everything else? But, you know,
it's happening.
The truth comes out, and when the truth comes out, then they say, see, I told you guys. Hate to have to say it that way, but that's the truth.
Unbelievable.
Yep. All righty. Well, I guess I'm good for today, so take care, have a nice weekend, and Todd and Lorraine, congratulations.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Break time.
Hey, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair.
Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the phone?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hey, George. You know, I just came back from Las Vegas. Price of gas there, I put in my rental car, $2.90.
What?
Yeah, $2.90. And then, and, you know, in no time, it fills up. And then I noticed they don't have safety checks over there.
Yeah, 40 states don't have it.
Yeah, they're one of them. And I was wondering, geez, a lot of old people, retirees over here, they don't have income tax. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I tell you, just that's why a lot of Hawaii people go up there. Everything's so cheap.
Hmm.
And they don't have a rail system like they're planning here in Honolulu. They have one that, yeah, they have one that's paid for by the hotel, but mainly on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Las Vegas is just growing. And new subdivisions all over the place. I was taking a look at some houses, too.
You know, all the politicians here, I tell them, you know, it's so easy to get ideas of how to make more money for the islands, for Hawaii.
Right.
All you got to do is go look at Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Leave out the gambling, but look at the activities they have there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Las Vegas never had auto racing.
Oh.
They got it now.
Oh, yeah. In fact, yeah, they just had a big race up there.
Oh, yeah. Over 250,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well.
And it's $30 a head per day.
Yeah. Too bad, Hawaii. too bad.
Hawaii never listens. The politicians all about themselves, and they're all about raise tax, raise tax. And I told them, you know, a homeless person can raise tax.
Right. And I hardly saw any homeless people up there.
Yeah, and, because they came here.
Right. And I saw, I bumped a lot of people that moved there from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to say? Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks
Bye.
For the call. Okay. Well, anyway, you can't talk too much about that because, don't talk too loud because that's one the second home, Las Vegas. Okay, who's next on the call?
We have George from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, George.
Hey, George, how are you, bro?
Okay.
You know that commercial with that little girl dying on the street? That
yes.
just breaks me up every time I hear it. I just want to just cry. You making a point, and you driving it home. It's
I hope so.
Heart-wrenching, George.
Because that was a true story.
Oh, my goodness, George.
That was the girl that died on Pali Highway when that policeman...
The T-bone, the one he T-boned her.
Yes.
To the red light.
Yes.
Oh, my God, George.
That's the one.
I didn't say that. I mean, oh, my goodness, George. Oh, that is just heartbreaking, I tell you. And you hear Brother Iz come in with Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, George. Every time I'm afraid to listen to your show sometimes because I don't want to hear that commercial.
It's to wake people up.
And then you always put the ending, the caveat. You said, this is only to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Well, you certainly got my attention, George, believe me.
Very good.
But anyway, oh, you do. Well, I mean, that commercial is just awesome. But, on this rail, George, do you mm-hmm. think the rail is going to make a difference? Because I see the traffic.
No.
I see the lights. I'm old already. I'm not trying to drive that much. But I see the lights on the freeway, you know, the news.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, lights, border to border, bro. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah.
So, are these guys going to actually ride the rail?
Nope.
From hell?
Nope. Because this, way back in the 70s, I was, when they first created the neighborhood boards.
Right.
I was voted in for board chairman for Ala Moana Kaka'ako.
Right.
And we did a lot for the people. Number one was we brought in this consultant that on traffic, and he studied it, and he said, because Fassi was thinking of doing the rail, and he studied it, and he said, you know, it's common sense. If you're on the rail and you look at the freeway is open, are you going to catch the rail tomorrow? No.
No.
The rail is inconvenient because, number one, people go shopping. After work, they go shopping.
Yeah.
How can you get to and from the rail?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to work. And he said, rail in Hawaii will never work because Hawaii is a special place, not like on the mainland. It's special. Rail will never work.
My issue is, why does the rail end at Ala Moana Shopping Center? I mean, it seems like we're doing this for commercial reasons. I mean, why are we putting in this rail for Ala Moana? I don't get it.
You know, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. And people need to figure out, why is it off the ground?
Yeah, elevated.
Yeah. Why?
Why is it elevated? I mean... You go to Boston, I ride the Boston Rail from time to time when I get up there, and a lot of it is underground, all underground. You go under bays and everything underground.
Yeah, because then you don't bother anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had a big big dig up there, lasted about 10 or 15 years, and I think they solved the traffic problem, but they had to do a lot of underground stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of underground stuff. I remember... San Francisco, about 1968, 69, 70, they started BART. You remember BART?
Mm-hmm.
Air Rapid Transit. Mm-hmm. Market Street all dug up. The whole place dug up for years. Years. I guess they got that one under control, but most of that is underground, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This stuff is all elevated, right where you can see them. I don't get it. And I'm with you, George. I don't think people are going to ride them.
Nope.
I really don't think people
are going to ride them. It's going to be a losing proposition.
So how are you going to fund this thing? More taxes.
More taxes. That's that's the simplest way for politicians. They don't have the brain to make money.
That's the only way, George. If you run in one government, you got to get taxes. Mm-hmm. That's the definition of government. If you don't collect taxes, no, really, George, if you cannot collect taxes, you're not a government.
Yeah.
You're not a government. You have to be able to collect taxes.
Well, one way you don't have to collect taxes is you make money for the city or the state.
How? You know, well, you put tolls on a freeway.
No. Number one is Waikiki is the premier spot in the world. Diamond Head is well known worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
There's no national,
internationally recognized symbol.
Yes. There's no other more beautiful place in Hawaii or in the world other than Waikiki. So Waikiki has the advantage or the power to bring money in by you, like for instance, the Waikiki Grand Prix race. Wow. On the streets of Waikiki would bring in no less than $500 million net profit.
Half a billion
net profit just from the race, not from the hotel taxes, not from anything else, just the race.
And so where would you run them? Don Kalakaua, Alawai, and around?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like one circle.
Yep. It's like they have it in Long Beach.
Oh, so you run them up to Kapuhulu, come down,
yep,
and then run them on the Alawai.
You run it past the hotels because it gives the hotels the benefit of raising the room rate for the rooms on the course.
And the room rate raises the room tax, because the more you,
yes,
get up, the more you're going to pay
the hotel room. Yes, now you're seeing the picture.
Yeah.
And
how much
signs.
Inconvenience, George? How much inconvenience to bring all those...
Okay, this is how they do it. They pay the people in the area for the inconvenience. Now, if you're getting paid, you don't mind.
So to set up a Grand Prix track, how long does that take?
Not long.
And what you got to bring in? All kind of barriers and
yeah, buffers? You make the barriers and the bleachers and all that. And on the barriers, everyone has signs. Toyota, Nissan, Honda, everybody put signs up. And the signs are worth millions.
Yeah. Television rights, the whole
yes,
thing.
Yes. That's where all the money comes in.
Wow. So... if you did a project like this, it would be similar to the marathon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many days would it take to set up, break down,
about a
shut
week.
Down? Up? So you're talking 7 full days.
Yes. Plus, you're going to bring in movie stars because you always have the celebrity race.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have the celebrity banquet where people can go pay to, you know, rub shoulders with your movie stars.
Well, look at what happened to the Hawaiian Open after United left. I mean, that thing just kind of petered out, you know, the first golf tournament of the year, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody, they don't draw a crowd because they don't have celebrity players.
That's right.
The top flight players don't come to the Open.
That's right. That's right.
Go to the Mercedes.
But if you watch the Long Beach Grand Prix race, the movie stars, actors, actresses come in and they jump in the Toyota Corolla, all the same kind of cars, and they race around the track. It's good advertising for Toyota, and the movie stars love it because they get more, you know, exposure.
Has this ever been brought up, George?
Oh, yeah. Ever since 1994 when I first ran for governor. But everybody, all they could say was, ah, no can.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's like the guys who landed that rover on that comet or whatever the hell it was, right? Whatever the heck it was, rather. Thing traveling 78,000 miles. The engineer says it can't be done. The dreamer says we'll do it.
So.
And they do it.
It's sad. And, you know, I told people this. Picture going down Kalakaua, okay? And seeing Diamond Head in the background. The television is shooting the race cars coming down. The Diamond Head's in the background. Who in his right mind is not going to be here next year?
Yeah. So, George, how much would it cost to shut that whole strip down, though? I mean, you cannot be shopping when they're racing, right?
You can. They got bridges go over the racetrack, and the sponsor's paying for that. That's how you commute from one area to another.
So this is all self-funding, then. It's going to be funded by the promoters of the race.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
It's mega bucks.
I never heard that before, honestly, George.
Okay, that's the reason why Long Beach, Detroit, Monaco, Las Vegas, Hong Kong, all over the world, they have Grand Prix races through the city because of money. The money comes in.
I remember the movie Grand Prix with, what was his name? Gardner?
Yeah.
The movie. Oh, that was a good movie, boy.
People don't see it. And, you know, remember the saying, though, you got to spend some money to make money.
Well, absolutely.
But everybody's sitting here on the chair saying, no, just take my money.
Where are you going to get the money, Judge? You gotta produce, sell, buy, trade. You got to do something to get money.
Sponsors.
There you go. There you go.
Who wouldn't want to be a sponsor to the best race in the world? It's like going into the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That is a Super Bowl.
You make a good point. It sounds absolutely interesting.
But nobody's looking at it.
Can you sell it?
Well, a lot of politicians try to do it, but you know the old saying is who you know.
Oh, yeah.
They never raced. They don't know anybody.
Well, they couldn't even keep Campbell open, right? They don't park out there.
Yeah, they sold it.
Jimmy Flugerham used to run that, right?
Yeah, they sold that.
And then I remember when I was a kid, there was stock car racing in a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That was good fun.
But they don't see it. See, these politicians never saw a racetrack.
Well, they sell out the stadium when they get the stock car racing.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee, Saturday night, guarantee the stadium.
People don't see it. They don't see it. But you know these Grand Prix racers come right through Hawaii about four times a year.
With all their gear?
Everything. They come right through to go Hong Kong, go Tokyo, to go Australia, and all over. And all we say is bye-bye.
Wow.
So stupid.
Wait, George. Is there another venue that you could run this race out of?
The best way is right through Waikiki.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you give pluses to the hotels, and that's what you want to do. To do a Waikiki Grand Prix race or any Grand Prix race, you need a total of 280,000 rooms. We don't have it. So it's supply and demand. You got more demand than supply. So price goes up.
Yeah. So now you couldn't move this out to Kapolei, let's say, where they get them open fields and open
It doesn't
area.
Bring in the people.
Yeah.
It's the location.
You gotta have a hook, Jenna. You gotta have a hook. Waikiki.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting, Judd. Maybe somebody should listen to you on this one.
I don't think so. They're all snoozing.
Okay, Judd. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for that commercial, bro. Really, it's home, bro.
You're welcome.
Unreal, Judd. Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Okay, break time?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Jim from Honolulu.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, good. Well, you said a lot there on that IndyCar thing. That's the whole, that was my whole point, but you sure got me going on that. But first of all, yeah, I think we should have IndyCar race in Hawaii. I've tested for Ford. I've driven IndyCars. My grandfather has involvement. I tell you, I've seen them put together the races in Long Beach and Detroit. And
awesome.
It takes a commitment from a city.
Yep.
And this city's more, I mean, you talk about traffic, they're more into bringing 35 residential buildings in and more traffic, which I think would cause more traffic than any subway or anything like that. When you got 35 high-rise buildings with nothing but rich people driving their Mercedes and around, there's going to be a traffic problem. And I think that's the biggest traffic problem. And then the last thing they want is, especially from China, people, these Chinese investors, they don't care about an IndyCar race.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, they don't care. Detroit, and not all the places, but the Detroit Grand Prix, what's the other one you mentioned? Long Beach Grand Prix. I mean, Long Beach virtually went through a Skidville or Gangville area. I mean, they had a crappy marina that it went right by, crime area, and they just cleaned up the city.
Boy, it's nice now.
And everyone said, yeah, let's do it. So there was a cooperation.
Yep.
But you come into Hawaii, you start putting a race car track in the middle of Waikiki when you got people fighting over businesses and Chinese people spending cash for buildings. That's a whole different world. They all they care about is their money and putting more apartment buildings and forgetting tourism. Because the more apartment buildings we have, the more people that have whine about the noise and all that kind of stuff. And I think the political environment with the growth here, it's never going to work. It could work, but nobody.
I can make it work.
Yeah, well, I could see where it could work here, but I don't control the developers' money and the know-how where they want to control everything until the community steps up to something like that. I think that's going to be your biggest challenge. I mean, I can give you many reasons. And an IndyCar race takes more than it takes. Even Surfers Paradise, Australia, when they started running there, it took them years to break even. You know, and it took a lot of work. And I just don't think this city. They're more into building money from developers, and I just don't think it, because every race that happens, it can be at least 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, well,
first they get down there and they start laying out the buoys.
Yeah.
It's a long process. And then all the store people are complaining about being closed. Believe me, Long Beach has the problem.
They used to have that problem.
Detroit has the problem. And even to this day, a lot of people don't want the Long Beach Grand Prix to come through their city. It's not as easy as it sounds, and Hawaii being such a high vacancy and record tourism every year, especially this year, it's going to be hard to sell them to open up some streets and put some 750 horsepower cars running down the streets, and which would be very exciting. But I think it might be a hard challenge. I picture it.
It's beautiful.
Every day I drive down the street, I got like three different routes, and I'm a race car driver. I can picture the beauty of it going
lovely, yeah?
By the bridge underneath the right next to the restaurant, the seafood restaurant, and the modern there. That little bridge. Oh, it'd be so cool to see them turning through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a great racetrack here, and it would be wonderful to have here. And
but so the politicians don't race, so they don't want it.
But they don't want it because the money. I mean, all they want is
money in their pocket.
All they want is condos, take away the marinas, the boatyards. They just, all they want to do is money, 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 and condos. And they know what's going to happen, like happened in L.A. People in the condos are complaining because of the noise and the sales flopping and the parties. And it's like the person who complains that lives on a golf course and they find a golf ball. You know, it's
okay.
That's basically the summary of how I see it.
Okay.
But I'm for it. I am for it 100%.
Thank you.
So anyways.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, they're talking about the differentials need servicing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
Differentials should be serviced every 20,000 miles.
Okay, and is that easy to do or is it expensive?
Depending on the type of car.
So all cars are different?
Oh, yeah.
To how hard it would be to service it?
On the Japanese cars, it's quite easy.
And what about the American cars?
American cars, again, depend on the model. Because a lot of them have drains, and you can just drain it and refill.
Oh, okay. Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Kavika Crowley on the line.
Hey, Kavika.
George, again, I love your show. I got a quick comment, my friend. I came up with a new idea that I think could really be successful. You know, you see these adopt the highway signs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Adopt this, adopt that. I think we should start adopt a politician program. How you like that?
I don't like to adopt any of them.
They're just a joke, but, you know, adopt a politician, and then we pick up after his mess and make sure, you know, he's clean and well kept and honest. So anyway, if I had the monies, bro, I would sponsor you for another 2 hours. You should run 3 hours, my friend. You have a good day.
Huh? You too.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay. So, anyway. Kamehameha Highway is really bad, and I really feel sorry for the people that have to drive over it because it's really damaging your cars. You know? The ball joints, steering joints, the whole thing. And you know, folks, you know my stand on seat belts. You know my stand on safety checks. My stand is for safety. Safety, period. Safety cannot be put aside. But seat belts is not safety. They don't give you the real facts, okay? The amount of deaths with and without safety belts is less than with safety belts, okay? It's the way it was designed. It was not made for safety. So I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And as far as safety check, it's not being enforced. It's not being done right. And the money doesn't go to the state. It goes to the shop. So the state loses. So why don't we get rid of safety check and reconstruction permitting and change that administrative force into weights and measures to help the people. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, because you make the show, man. Not me. It's you, the people of Hawaii. Okay? So, take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690.